Now, news headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show.
Well, we're days away from the big Berkshire Hathaway meeting that's going to be happening at CHI Health Center. About 40,000+ people, 40,000 plus, are expected to be in attendance. They haven't gotten the exact numbers, but they're saying it looks like it'll be on par as it was last year. Once again, Yahoo will be streaming the meeting live. They've been doing that for the last couple of years, which allows people to watch without actually having to make the trek to Omaha.
Berkshire announced just earlier in the week, Berkshire Hathaway is investing $10 billion in Occidental Petroleum Company. So that's a pretty big move that they're making. Some of the shareholders have been wanting Berkshire to do something. Make a move. You're sitting on all this money. Let's buy something. So that'll be something positive. But this is where Omaha shines. It's like places, everybody. We all need to look nice and be polite to the out-of-towners because it's good for the city. And people come to town who have never gone to a shareholders meeting. If it's first-timer, they always just glow about Omaha.
They love it here. And you could get bought. Who knows?
I'll see them in the neighborhood. So I live by Midtown Crossing now. I'll see them taking, you'll see people from like Japan and China taking pictures in front of Warren's building.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you also might see, apparently, they're going to be rolling out 43 electric pedal assist bikes this week.
Okay.
As the Berkshire Hathaway kicks off and, of course, like rolling into things like the College World Series. So
that's a permanent thing? I mean,
yeah, so the 43...
Berkshire, but going on, we'll have those pedal bikes as well as the bike rentals.
Yeah, so it's the Heartland Bike Share, and they're going to do 43 of these electric pedal assist bikes, if you've seen those out there where it's like you jump start them. But electric scooters, that was something that they were talking about yesterday at the city council meeting, that there's an electric scooter company that's reached out to Omaha and wants to maybe bring in here, so we might have a pilot program of those going on, which would be kind of wild.
Just saw them in Kansas City last weekend. I saw them all over the place.
Like, are people using them around?
Just was surprising to me is of the kind, at least in Kansas City and Westport, where people could just set them wherever they want.
Okay.
They weren't even parked in a station. They were just leaning.
Yeah.
And if you had the app, you could scan it and it turns on.
Yeah, it's all geofencing that they were talking about. The thing I was curious about, how fast could they go, Jeff?
I didn't drive it. I wanted to, though.
But, I mean, when they were going by you, was it like, whoa? Or did it seem still
I didn't see anybody. Like I'm saying, I saw them parked.
Oh, parked. Got it.
Lying around. I didn't see anybody driving on them.
Because that's the thing that I'm worried about. Like, you know, it's like, you know, you can't really drive those on the sidewalks, right? And let's just keep it at a low clip if we can. So new National Institutes of Health supported study is laying some heavy numbers at the feet of Netflix. Their series 13 Reasons Why debuted in 2017, and now the National Institutes of Health is claiming that the number of suicides from teens increased by nearly 200 after that happened.
In just 9 months.
So they couldn't establish, you know, like a direct link, but they said that the series prompted a spike and found that the increase was about almost 30% in the first month after Netflix dropped the series.
195 more suicides than normal. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Having watched that show, I reached out to a couple of friends and just, you know, was like giving them the heads up. Because we had talked about it recently and they're like, oh yeah, you know, I think my kids and I are going to watch. I was like, don't watch it. Don't let them watch it because it's really not 13-year-old kid material. I mean, it was heavy stuff.
Netflix is pushing back. They're saying you got to get into the numbers. That's not accurate.
Okay.
Season 3 is about ready to come out and
I didn't know there's a 2.
Yes.
We stopped in mid of the season 1 because there's young guy, you know, young Oliver in the house.
Absolutely.
So we didn't want him, you know, glomming onto that.
Last year's second season, the writer shifted the focus from suicide toward the issues of teen sexual assault.
Again, fun. Like, I mean, it's just
this
like
stuff. That's when we were originally talking about it. I'm like, well, I'm not a 17-year-old girl, even though part of me is.
The inside part of you.
Inside of me.
That I have a 17-year-old girl.
A 17 inside of me that you'll never meet.
Flagged.
And she is glorious. No, that's why I've never watched the show. It seems really depressing.
I'm telling you, I'm not one to ever use the term trigger warning, but I would definitely say that I mean, I had a friend watch it and it really spiked something for her. I mean, it was something where she was like, I don't think I should have watched that. It brought back a lot of bad memories.
We all probably run into trigger warnings. We just don't call them that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got introduced to a term first that seemed annoying, but I probably tell stories where I'm like, I watched this thing and it totally freaked me out.
Right.
Reminded me of my breakup with Lisa. And you guys are like, yeah, that's a trigger warning.
Right.
You ran into a trigger.
Does that 17-year-old girl have a name that's inside you?
Lisa.
You'll never know.
You'll never meet her.
What's the name of the 90-year-old man inside you, Molly?
Oh, there you go.
Dang.
Sydney. Oh. His name is Sydney. Sydney Skinbaum.
Sydney Skinbaum.
So that's something that parents should probably look into, right? I wouldn't freak
Absolutely.
Out.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
no.
But- there's a headline in the LA Times today, and it says 13 reasons why influence the suicide rate with a question mark, and it says it's not that simple. You really kind of have to get into the numbers, but it's certainly concerning.
Yeah, it is.
No, and having watched it, I would definitely say that, you know, one of the things that you never want to do is sort of glorify or sensationalize suicide for younger viewers, and there was a little bit of that. There was a little bit of that, like, it looked, you know, it's just...
You got to worry about copycats.
Yeah. Yeah.
At a certain age level. I mean, suicide is sad and tragic and happens all sectors and ages. But there's something about teenagers that's almost kind of different.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
The glorified, like, they'll remember me, so...
So this week is apparently screen-free week. Nobody gave me the memo. It didn't come up as an alert on my phone. apparently, we're supposed to be shutting off those phones and giving ourselves a break from the constant notifications and rings. It started April 29th. It's supposed to go through this Sunday, May 5th. It's National Screen-Free Week. Okay. I can't imagine doing that.
I mean, we use these things, these smartphones.
You need
and that would be iPads too, right? TVs
yes,
and everything.
All devices. But. Screen, you're supposed to. So thousands of families, schools, communities are taking part. They put down their entertainment screens for 7 days. We did it for 24 hours last month. They had that day of unplugging. And I.
And you did it? You were able to do it?
And I made the family do it.
I don't know how you're able to do it. I told you guys I went into a restaurant last week and I forgot my phone.
And
I felt like a psychopath. I didn't know what to do with my hands. It's got to be problematic that I thought a decade ago this wouldn't be a problem. All I was doing was waiting for my takeout order, getting a sandwich to go.
Okay.
At Block 16, by the way, which is amazing. Block 16, come on.
By the way, if you've never been to Block 16, you need to go.
I haven't even heard of Block 15. That's like a speakeasy.
It's one block over.
But
I cook at that one.
So, yeah. That place is always gangbusters at lunch because it's so good. So everyone is like deliciously waiting for their order.
Yeah.
But everyone else, all the normal people were on their phones or talking to each other.
All the normal people.
I was in there alone like a psycho with no smartphone. And I had nothing to do with my hands. I read the menu like 6 times. And then I was just looking around the room and you could tell people like, what is he doing?
I don't know. Case in the joint. This guy's definitely red flag.
Well, isn't sadly that so enough, weird, though? We're addicted to tech.
Sadly enough, you see it all the time. If you walk into anywhere where you're sitting alone, it doesn't matter where it's at. I mean, that's what we do. It's just we become so, God.
It's less about tech because in the few instances where that's happened to me, Jeff, where I've been without, I think it's less about tech and more about we don't know how to not be consuming something. Like, you know, because like you said, you read the menu a bunch of times. Like, we don't know how to just be still and space out.
Yes.
You know, it used to be just a time where you could sit there quietly and just go over your day or think about, like, whatever. And nobody does that anymore. We don't create any space for boredom. We have to cram it all in. Like, the minute we have a quiet moment, you'll pick up a magazine or you'll pick up, if you don't have your phone, you'll find something to put in your face to try to, like, distract.
So take a break, people.
Yeah. Screenfree.org is apparently the website. They've got great ideas for things to do, but a whole week, good God bless you.
Screenfree.org. Get your phone out or your iPad right now and go to screenfree.org and learn fun ways to not constantly be on your computer. And you can do it anytime you want, all day long.
Be sure you get alerts, too.
Make sure you turn on the alerts.
make a memo for yourself in your phone so it'll just ding. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right. Channel 94.1, what's your name, bud? What can we do for you?
Hey, that'll never work. It's playoff hockey. Oh. Come on.
Who's your team? Who's your team?
San Jose.
Oh, my gosh. Logan Couture last night. So a guy for the San Jose Sharks scored a hat trick last night. He now has 9 goals in the playoffs, which is incredible. 9 goals?
Fire. Yeah. Wow. What's your name?
Greg.
Greg, have you always been a San Jose fan?
From the Bay Area. That's right.
Really? Good jobs for you in San Jose. I'm Vegas bandwagon guy. So you guys hurt me.
Yeah, we put a hurting on that.
Okay. Well, with all the top seeds being out of the tournament, it's sort of like the hockey playoffs now are like March Madness. Remember all those teams got whacked?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
I think the champs coming out of the East now. I mean, out of the West. San Jose looks incredible, and Dallas looks incredible.
Yeah.
And San Jose's beating a very good Colorado Avalanche team. So
I was just going to say, don't count Colorado out yet.
Yeah.
Makes me sad, though, because I wanted St. Louis. Sorry, buddy.
Hey. That was a rough one.
All right, bud. Hey, thanks for calling me.
Hey, take care.
All right, see you later.
Get what you missed this morning on the Big Party Show podcast at channel941.com.
All right, first things first, let's go ape. We're going to go ape right here. Allison, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself.
I'm a mom of 4.
Okay.
Wow.
4.
Busy lady.
Are they all close in age?
18, 19, 14, and 11, or 10.
Okay. And boys, girls, what's the stack?
My oldest is a boy, and my 3 are girls.
Okay.
Do they to climb in the trees like monkeys?
As I was sitting here waiting, I was like, oh, wait, that one's afraid of heights. That one's afraid of heights. Should I hang up?
No, you should get them over their fear of heights. And I'm being honest with you, this place is perfect for that. You're locked into a harness. You can't fall.
You bet.
It's like immersion therapy.
It is. I used to be afraid of heights, and I forced myself to jump out of the plane with DeGan. And then I
with a parachute.
With a parachute, yeah.
I hope so.
I was riding on his back.
Wasn't that crazy. Like exhilarating? I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but immersion therapy is like they say in theory, if you have you're deathly afraid of spiders, you should handle a tarantula.
Yeah.
I would definitely be that person that would jump out of their moving vehicle if a spider was to crawl down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the second time I beat it, I got even more comfortable. I went rappelling when I went out at, like in Colorado once down a mountain type deal. And I mean, you're sweaty and all that stuff during the whole time. But you know what? You realize that you're as safe as you're going to be. So yeah, get him into it,
man.
It's
more exhilarating after you do something that you're afraid of. I know.
Yeah,
we don't feel good enough.
It's so
you do. You
scary,
feel good.
Though.
All right, dear, we're going to give you passes, so you get them kids out there. All right, hold on the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, this is Audrey. Hello, Audrey. Thanks for holding. Appreciate it. What can we do for you?
I was calling about the scooters and the downtown area and how that'd be great to get them. We did them in D.C.
Okay.
All right. Do they
so
go?
My husband.
I'm sorry, go ahead, your husband.
I was going to say, my husband and my son did them. I didn't. They were almost dead, or we were out of time or something, so I didn't get on one. But the scooters, he said they do go fast, Molly. They do go 15 to 20 miles an hour.
That makes me a little nervous. Like, I know that they said that education comes with it, but still.
Did they have to wear helmets?
But Declan can't do it. You have to be 18 or over, I believe, on the app. You have to be 18 or over to do those. So my son had to get a bike, and my husband got the scooter. And they're buzzing through D.C. because they were tired of riding the bus and walking.
Why not? I mean, here's the thing. Here's what's sad. I have too much pride, even though I don't have any pride, if you know me, to ride those bike sharings in Omaha, right? Because I'm afraid I'm going to get recognized and someone will laugh at me, which is stupid. But I rode them all over Chicago, and I did it in Dublin, Ireland, and it was sweet.
Oh, you did.
The idea of being able to pick up a bike or now a scooter and go from wherever you want to go and then dropping it off. It's a great way to get around.
DeGan, people would not make fun of you. They'd follow you and be like, let's go have a great time with you guys.
I'd make
they
fun
would
of him.
Laugh at you.
I'd make
I think
fun
he
of him
would
crazy.
Laugh at me. I think he would.
No. Well, he's, you know, that friend that will find a way to laugh. No matter what you're doing. Even if you're doing the coolest thing in the world, which like riding a bike.
It's got that basket on the front of it.
That needs to change.
Helmet.
I mean,
I need to get a bike helmet too.
That's a weird feeling when you first get a bike helmet, because then you really feel self-conscious.
Why can't they make one that looks cool? Because I like have helmets for like hockey and stuff.
Yeah.
If I ever buy a bike, I don't want to get the traditional eggshell bike helmet. I want to get a skateboarding helmet.
They have a lot of cool ones out there.
Those are cool.
They have all sorts of crazy ones. The kids on the playground, they have these ones where they're like spike mohawks on top.
I've seen those. Those are funny.
They scare me. I'm like, you're going to put in... Well, because it's like, yeah, it's cool, but I'm like, you're going to put an eye out.
Oh, I thought they were rubber spikes, not real spikes on them, really? Okay.
They're hard rubber spikes. I mean, they're hard rubber spikes.
Like, but don't you think it's a brilliant idea? The point was, is when you make helmets cool, kids will wear them. And at the end of the day, that's what you want. You just want them to wear them.
That's right.
They used to be kind of cheesy looking, so, you know, the kid didn't want to put it on.
Yeah, I got a bike
they're
helmet.
They're all cool now.
I know. Audrey, hello?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you. Better. Thank you for calling. We love your voice.
How was D.C.? How was D.C.?
It was great. It was October. It was beautiful weather before the whole shutdown. It wasn't 30 or gross. It was wonderful.
Okay. All right. That shutdown sucked, by the way, because I was out at Death Valley Park. National Park, and it just shut down. And be honest with you, I don't think they're doing a good job at it anyway, because it looked like it had been shut down for 4 years. But that was only a couple days.
That's like, my
month for a lot of damage.
You know, but hey, thank you. Have a great day. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks, guys.
You know what's funny? So our buddy Zach from Brickway Brewery downtown loaned us or gave us a keg for the Alzheimer's football game we did a couple weeks ago. So I returned the keg. I was having beers with Zach in his office down at Brickway, and on the wall, he has an apology letter from the Obama administration about the government shutdown that happened when Obama was president. Didn't it happen like once or twice, Molly?
For sure I remember the one time because it was holding up people getting their licensing, these small breweries.
It's an apology letter from the Obama. I mean, it's auto-signed by Obama. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm so sorry for shutting down the government. You were trying to get a license or make beer or something.
Delayed.
I'm reading it, and I'm like, I think that was 2014. I'm like, how many of those letters, are they going to send out letters this time around?
I don't know if they sent out any letters this time.
I'll tell you what, I have not seen anything like it before. And when I went out to that national park, it was sad. And there were so many people out there, and they'd shut down every type of way of paying for passes or anything like that and just stopped cleaning the stalls. They stopped. I mean, it was trashed. I was blown away.
And how much of it was yours?
All of it.
I was only there for a few hours, but I did my fair share.
No one is picking up my trash.
Oh, it was so bad.
The Big Party Morning Show. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Wake up. Channel 94.1.
It's gonna be May.
There you go. Happy May 1st. Happy May Day. All right, Celebrity News Molly, what's up?
Well, when it comes to paydays, the big actors in Hollywood need to write a very nice thank you letter, maybe send a fruit basket to Netflix. As studios are shrinking salaries, Netflix apparently in their bottomless hole of cash are writing big checks. So stars like Ryan Reynolds is topping Variety's list of the highest paid actors for a single role. Coming up, he's making $27 million for a Netflix project called Six Underground. Second place is a tie between Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Robert Downey Jr. for $20 million apiece. And rounding out the top three is Will Smith.
Well, they just raised our Netflix rates, right? Remember, just like that what's your fake superhero, Zanos?
Yeah, I'm Zanos. Not Thanos. Don't get that confused, because when I snap, I fart.
Poop your pants. But with the snap of their finger, they drastically raise their revenue because we all have Netflix. So they got money to spend.
Ready for this? They're saying in order to keep this train moving, they're going to have to throw ads in. They haven't figured out when they're going or how they're going to do it. It's not going to be in the middle of your shows, but they're going to start adding.
What's the SNL bit? Endless scroll.
Yeah. When you hit the end, it goes back to the beginning again. Yeah, I guess Will Smith is likely going to score $35 million from Netflix to do Bright 2. I'm like, the fact that you would spend $35.
I haven't even seen the first one.
I thought it was great. Give me a ball.
It was a stink fest.
I thought it was awesome. But
so Ryan Reynolds' movie that's coming out, The Six Underground, it's a Michael Bay film about a billionaire finance vigilante squad. $27 million is Ryan's payday on that one. Tom Cruise, he used to earn about $20 million in the mid-90s, but now to come back as Maverick, he's like making a relatively modest $12 to $14 million. Isn't that crazy to think that like that's like, oh, he's on the slide. He's only going to make $14 million. For this. Robert Downey Jr., we all need to find out whoever is his agent slash deal maker, because this guy really gets knows how to get a payday.
I like his acting. I think he's
the original of the Marvel Universe. I mean, this whole Avengers train starts because of Iron Man. Mm-hmm. And he really did make that whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. He is a juggernaut. He is an absolute powerhouse and apparently a very savvy negotiator, because sources are saying that he made at least $75 million off of just Infinity War. That's just that one. And that he's got points on the backside for this Endgame, which could probably put him way past that. Because, I mean, Infinity War made $2 billion, you know, for the whole thing. And think about it, like Endgame's already 1.2, and it's only been the first weekend.
Okay, yeah.
It's good.
So we're in the wrong business.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Is it too late to become an actor?
No, you start with a name, Zanos.
Zanos.
And it goes from there. By the way, Avengers tickets, we have your tickets starting next week. We have a bunch of blown out every hour starting tomorrow morning in the 6 o'clock hour, so make sure you tune in.
Help Robert Downey Jr. get paid. The Jonas Brothers, it's hand to mouth over at the Downey Jr. household. The Jonas Brothers, they are ready to hit the road. They teased today on Twitter a whole spate of arena dates. Now, so far, Omaha is not on the list. The closest we've got is Kansas City at the Sprint Center on September 22nd, but there are some possible holes in their tour schedule that would allow them to add dates. So fingers crossed. It's all being rolled out under the hashtag Happiness Begins. So tonight are the Billboard Music Awards. Don't know if the Jonas Brothers are going to be performing, but I would imagine Joe Jonas will be in attendance, because his blushing fiance, his bride-to-be, Sophie Turner, a.k.a. Sansa Stark, is going to be presenting tonight at the Billboard Music Awards. Taylor Swift opening up the entire show with Panic at the Disco's Brendon Urie by performing their new single, Me. That's another big juggernaut for her.
And don't forget about Madge.
Mm-hmm. And Madonna spending $5 million, if rumors are to be believed, on her little rollout of her performance, Medellin, tonight.
Okay.
Because that tour is just kind of like the launch of that Medellin tour.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. It'll be a good performance. A lot of times you hide what's going on with a lot of background. So,
well, I'm interested in her background on account of the fact that the last photos that I saw, she had done something to her.
You're talking about Madonna's butt?
Yes.
She got a big butt. She got like a motor.
Yeah.
Motorboat engine added to her butt.
And I don't know if that was just padding or if she really did something like went under the knife.
From what I saw, it doesn't look like padding. It looks
I know.
Like
that's what I'm afraid of. Yeah. No takesy-backsies on that one. So the Billboard Music Awards air tonight on NBC.
Get what you missed this morning on the Big Party Show podcast at channel 941.com.